Problem-Solution Order. Speeches arranged in problem-solution order are divided into two main parts. The first shows the existence and seriousness of a problem. The second presents a workable solution to the problem. For example, specific purpose: to persuade my audience that legislation is needed to control the abuses of fraudulent charity fundraisers. Central idea: fraudulent fundraising for charities is a serious problem that requires action by government and individuals alike. Main points. 1. Fraudulent charity fundraising has become a widespread national problem. 2. The problem can be solved by a combination of government initiative and individual awareness. As the example indicates, problem-solution order is most appropriate for persuasive speeches. Topical order: speeches that are not in chronological, spatial, causal, or problem-solution order usually fall into topical order. Topical order results when you divide the speech topic into subtopics, each of which becomes a main point in the speech. The main points are not part of a chronological, spatial, causal, or problem-solution sequence, but are simply parts of the whole. If this sounds confusing, a few examples should help make it clearer. Suppose your specific purpose is to inform my audience of the major kinds of fireworks. This topic does not lend itself to chronological, spatial, causal, or problem-solution order. Rather, you separate the subject, kinds of fireworks, into its constituent parts, so that each main point deals with a single kind of fireworks. The example refers to informative speeches, but topical order also works for persuasive speeches. Usually, the topical subdivisions are the reasons why a speaker believes in a certain point of view. Here, for example, are the main points of a speech on why the United States should continue its program of space exploration. Specific purpose: to persuade my audience that the United States should continue its program of space exploration. Central idea: the United States should continue its program of space exploration because it will open access to vital natural resources, expand scientific knowledge, and further the search for extraterrestrial life. Main points: 1. Space exploration will open access to vital natural resources that are in limited supply on Earth. 2. Space exploration will produce scientific knowledge that will benefit life on Earth. 3. Space exploration will further the search for extraterrestrial life. Because it is applicable to almost any subject and to any kind of speech, topical order is used more often than any other method of speech organization.
Tips for preparing main points.
Keep main points separate. Each main point in a speech should be clearly independent of the other main points. Take care not to lump together what should be separate main points. Try to use the same pattern of wording for main points. Consider the following main points for an informative speech about the benefits of exercise. 1. Regular exercise increases your endurance. 2. Regular exercise improves your sleeping pattern. 3. Regular exercise helps control your weight. The main points follow a consistent pattern of wording throughout. Therefore, it is easier to understand and easier to remember. You will find that it is not always possible to use parallel wording for your main points. Some speeches just don't lend themselves to such a tidy arrangement. But try to keep the wording parallel when you can, for it is a good way to make your main points stand out from the details surrounding them. Balance the amount of time devoted to main points. Because your main points are so important, you want to be sure they all receive enough emphasis to be clear and convincing. This means allowing sufficient time to develop each main point. The amount of time spent on each main point depends on the amount and complexity of supporting materials for each point. Supporting materials are, in effect, the flesh that fills out the skeleton of your speech.